This is Forum. I'm John Michaels, Public Affairs Radio Director. This is week 1,887, I should say now. I've been doing this for 37 years. Christy Menning, you're with me today, Director of Development for 12 years. And Easter morning, you know, a lot more people are up in the morning and getting ready for church and having a shower, driving to church and using us as an alarm clock too, you know. McCrossin's, I think, really envelops a lot of the Christian spirit too.
Oh, definitely. You know, church is a big part of what we do out at McCrossin Boys Ranch is, you know, letting boys express their spirituality, teaching them about that. A couple years ago, we were blessed to add a church on our campus. We put out the word that we wanted a church and someone was going to tear one down. And well, we got it. We moved it out to McCrossin Boys Ranch. And we're really fortunate to have worship services every Sunday evening out there by just local community pastors from churches. You know, one week it might be Lutheran, it might be Presbyterian. Definitely going to have a wonderful Easter message today.
Well, tell us about the building a little bit. Where is it from and some of its history?
Sure. You know, that's a really interesting question. The church that we have now was actually built the same year the ranch was founded. And so I kind of think it just didn't find its home until now. Originally, it was over by Sioux Valley Hospital when it was before it was Sanford. Then it moved over to the 26th and Valley View area as Bethel Lutheran Church. And then it got moved to McCrossin Boys Ranch. And so we're really fortunate to have that. We did add some stuff to it. We have a kind of a fellowship hall and kitchenette underneath. And Westside Lutheran actually uses our church during the morning for worship services right now until they have their own home.
Well, Christy, one thing I know is everybody at McCrossin's, you've got great cooks and good food.
Of course.
They learn how to cook too, don't they?
Yeah, you bet. You bet. You know, Melinda McCrossin herself said that good food was part of the deal. We have had a ranch cook out there for about 40 years that has been cooking for our boys. And, you know, they get food that's just not institutional, stuff that's actually made from scratch, homemade breads and stuff like that. And the boys get a chance to, you know, to learn how to cook and how to help out in the kitchen. And so that's a wonderful part of our program as well.
McCrossin's Boys Ranch. I remember Walt Schaefer back when he was there. Mm-hmm. And tell us where Walt is now.
You know, Walt is retired. He still raises horses and he stops out and visits every now and then. You might catch him at a local parade or two with his horses yet, but he's still very active.
Tell us about the founder, because she's from all the way from Texas, where
yes,
they started.
Yes. Melinda McCrossin was the founder of McCrossin Boys Ranch. Her and her husband, Barney, actually had a wholesale produce business here in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. They had several other branches out in Pier and Mitchell. They never had any kids of their own. Her husband left her a widow when she was very young, and she wanted to do something in her husband Barney's name. And so she started McCrossin Boys Ranch. Back then, Boys Town was already started in Omaha, Nebraska. She really liked that idea and thought that South Dakota needed something similar. So she bought up buildings from the old Joe Foss Field that were used as medical units back during World War II that weren't needed anymore. And she brought those out to McCrossin Boys Ranch. We started with just 5 boys out there, and today we have over 65 boys.
65 boys.
65 boys.
First of all, let's describe the campus for those who haven't been to the ranch. You're just over the hill from the interstate there.
Yeah, you know, we sure are. You know, they put in a new exit on Marion Road a couple years ago. So we're right off of that Marion Road exit about a quarter mile north, very near the new Walmart on the north side. We're about 3/4 of a mile from that new Walmart that they're building. So a lot of people will know where we are very soon. And we've always been there. We have about a 90-acre campus. One of the big things going on our campus right now is that we're building an indoor horse riding arena. You can see that from I-90 if you're heading out our direction. You won't miss it. But it's a beautiful riding arena that we'll be able to use all year long with our horses. We have, you know, like I mentioned, in the chapel, we have a gym, we have an apartment building on our campus, and of course all of our cottages and our living units and offices, our school. It's all part of our big campus, and it's really an amazing sight to see.
Some of the boys might actually get jobs at Walmart out
there. You never know.
Well, they do work, they do go to school, they you know, there's a network of, you weave into their you might say reset button.
Yep.
But give us an idea, because horses are a big part of that. We call it horse sense, but
yep.
Those horses know more than we think.
Yeah, definitely. You know, horses have been a part of McCrossin's pretty much since it started. We have one of the only licensed equine therapists in the whole state of South Dakota out there at McCrossin Boys Ranch. And, you know, we're a real working ranch. You know, we have a lot of animals out there. We're home to about 40 horses, draft horses and just regular riding horses. We have a llama. We have some donkeys, some sheep. you know, just a little bit of everything. And so the boys get involved with, you know, helping out, responsibility, learning the, you know, the meaning of hard work out there. They get to be a part of 4-H, which is really a wonderful program, as well as participating in local parades with our hitch team. Those big horses are definitely gentle giants, and the boys love to learn how to saddle them, how to harness them, and be a part of some wonderful parades and get to go out to places that they've never been before.
I think they start out with the pooper scooper and work up from there, right?
They should.
But the horses are something that are amazing. Some of those weigh how much?
About 2,000 pounds. You know, we have a lot of the major breeds of draft horses out at Macross and Boys Ranch. We're probably best known for the Belgian horses, which look a lot like Clydesdales. We do have some Clydesdales, some Shires, and some Percherons out there for all of you horse fans that are listening this morning. And, you know, it's just, they're all beautiful in their own way. And it's so much fun to watch. Right now, it's springtime. We get to see some babies out there. We already had 4 baby sheep and a little baby donkey. And that's really fun for the boys to get to be a part of, seeing some of those births and taking care of little baby animals.
Well, the animals really do kind of get to know the kids, mm-hmm. and vice versa. But it's part of the process where they kind of work with the horses, and then they get to do more and they get to accomplish more, and it's part of your process.
Yeah, definitely. You know, they get to work up to work on certain projects out in the barn, you know, certain privileges. You know, they don't just get to start at the top of the ladder, you might say. The boys also kind of get to pick, you know, an animal that they kind of call their own, one that they, you know, particularly take care of, that they will show in 4-H. And so the boys can identify with that animal. You know, a lot of the kids out there have trust issues when it comes to adults. Some of them have been abused, abandoned, neglected, things like that. And starting a relationship with an animal is a stepping stone, to building a relationship with humans. And it's a beautiful process.
It's, you know, it's something about earning trust.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Well, getting back to the fact you have, 65 boys?
Mm-hmm.
That's enough for a basketball team, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. We actually did start some high school sports out at Macross and Boys Ranch about 2 years ago. We started a cross-country team and a track team, and we did a little trial in basketball this past year, and it went pretty well. So you just better watch out.
Now, I think the goal is to be able to go back to their family, but sometimes the family is the problems, and they don't have anywhere to go.
Yeah. You know, there's a portion of our kids whose parents have been incarcerated, whose parents have lost their rights, you know, or had an untimely death, and the kids just don't have families to go to. Some of those boys are definitely going to be raised at Macross and Boys Ranch. We have staff that are trained to deal with the issues that a lot of these boys have. Some of them will go on to foster homes, and some will get adopted. Some will stay out at Macross and Boys Ranch until their 21st birthday. And so we have a number of boys in our independent departments that are learning skills to go out on their own. When they turn 21, they need to be able to stand on their own 2 feet. And we're there to help them with that.
Christy Manning, Director of Development for 12 years at the Macross and Boys Ranch. If we were to say this was something new that was going to come to Sioux Falls tomorrow, it has quite an economic impact. How many jobs do you provide out there?
You know, we have about 60 full-time employees at Macross and Boys Ranch. That does not, you know, count our contracted staff. We have a school, so we have all of our school teachers are contracted. They're not included in that 60. We have a number of therapists that we work with and we contract with through a number of different facilities, Avera Behavioral, Sioux Falls Psychological, Keystone Chemical Dependency, that sends some of their best of their best workers out to Macross and Boys Ranch. We also have a food services department that's contracted by Macross and Boys Ranch. And so a lot of people provide goods and services to us other than the 60 people that we employ to take care of the kids.
I think there's something that is part of the development of the brain. Pepsi-Cola said it best in an advertising study way back in the early 1950s. They said, if we've got you by 13, we've got you for life. And that's what I'm saying, is those early formative years are so important, because sometimes they get hardwired into that way, their environment they're in.
Yeah, definitely. You know, the kids do get into a spot where it's hard to crack them. It's hard to change them. You know, we have a lot of research that we have done at the ranch, a lot of research that we have read. And, you know, we're pretty good at, you know, helping kids change their mindset when it comes to a lot of different things, whether it be drinking or getting in trouble or just, you know, having dealt with abuse. And kids do change. Definitely those young years are formative years. They're very important. For all you parents out there, it's so important to just, you know, ask your kids what they're up to, know what they're doing, and just care about them. You know, that's the number one thing, is just to care about your kids and ask them how their day went.
What's the youngest age you have?
9 years old.
And all the way up to 21.
Yep.
So you're taking them all the way through those formative teenage years, the hardest years for mm-hmm. any parent.
Yes.
But I think having them just boys, with mm-hmm. boys together, makes it a little bit easier, doesn't it?
Yeah. If we had boys and girls, I think the boys would be thinking about the girls and the girls would be thinking about the mm-hmm. boys, and no one would be thinking about their program. And so it's definitely a part of our culture out there just to have boys at our ranch. It's planned that way. Not saying a girls ranch isn't a good idea, but it's what we specialize in, is helping boys.
Well, give us an idea of the program. In a little bit of a sense that I have of it, it's progress. In other words, the more they can trust, the more that they can do, the more things that they are able to have, and so on, mm-hmm. right? It's kind of a rewards type of thing?
Yeah, you know, it's a choices and consequences mm-hmm. kind of program. It's really a reality-based program where kids actually, you know, they're given the opportunity to screw up. They're given the opportunity to do good, and they're rewarded if they do and they're punished if they don't. And you know, it's a lot like parenting should be. You know, you can't be rewarded for everything you do. And so that's kind of the way we operate out at Macross and Boys Ranch, is we do have point and level systems. We do have levels they need to accomplish before they can leave our program. Of course, each boy is evaluated individually. No two boys are the same at Macross and Boys Ranch. And so everyone has their own program that they're working on. And that's a very important part of what we do. The better the boys do in the program, the more they get to do, whether it be parades and things like that, or going out to Skyforce games, and just being a part of the community. And the boys are very active in volunteering here in Sioux Falls. And that's one of the things that we're really proud of at Macross and Boys Ranch, is our boys are out there at the banquet. They're out working with moving assistance program. They've built and helped with Habitat homes. Just countless charities that they've touched throughout the community of Sioux Falls and really made a difference.
Well, this week, Tuesday and Wednesday, they can see the boys at work at the Pancake Days.
Yeah, Lions Pancake Days is one of the biggest volunteer jobs that we do out at Macross and Boys Ranch, and the boys just love it. So many people in the community come out to Lions Pancake Days, as you know, and the boys help, you know, with setup and tear down and just all kinds of jobs out there. And I think they love it just as much as the Lions Club loves having them.
They work hard, but I think they get a satisfaction of self-esteem seeing what they do.
Yeah. They feel, you know, they feel honored that people are appreciating their work. Work is definitely a privilege, and we like to teach our kids that work is not a punishment. It's a privilege.
I think the Lions Club helps with some other things out at Macross and Boys Ranch.
Yeah, the Lions Club is active with Macross and Boys Ranch. They actually helped build a basketball court out there not too long ago, a new outdoor basketball court, which the boys absolutely love. They're, you know, a part of our big fundraisers. They come out and they mentor our kids. They put on a wonderful Halloween party for our boys this past year, and so we definitely love the Lions Club.
Do you need mentors? Do you need volunteers?
You know, definitely. We wouldn't be able to run our facility without the help of so many people, be it volunteers or donors. If that's something that's interesting to you, definitely give us a call out at Macross and Boys Ranch, and we'll see where we can find a good fit.
Now, they do get to travel a little bit with those horses. I know they've been, it's been a little while ago, but they've been to the circus mm-hmm. parade, mm-hmm. the big one nationally.
Yep.
They've been to inaugurations of presidents, mm-hmm. you know, that's got to be something for him.
Yeah, you know, the last big inaugural that we did was in 2009. I was fortunate to get to go with them on that parade for President Barack Obama's first inauguration. Definitely an experience. I have so many boys that, you know, have left now since 2009, and they're like, oh, I just want to have a couple more pictures. You know, it really means something to them. You know, we did a lot of inaugural parades, 15, 20 years ago and more. And the boys still come back and ask for videos and pictures of those parades because they're really proud of it now that they got to do that. More recently, we keep going down to Lawrence, Kansas. There's an old-fashioned Christmas parade down there that's absolutely beautiful. You have to have wooden wheels and everything on your exhibit to even qualify to be in that parade. And the boys have been going down there, and they're very popular down in Kansas. And so that's a fun trip that the boys have done the last few years.
Well, you're in the Parade of Lights sometimes.
Definitely. Parade of Lights in Sioux Falls and lots of parades during this summer. We're gearing up right now for our busy hitch season. I know we'll be in Hills and Hartford and countless other parades in this area.
Rodeos. You actually go out to rodeos. I think you've been part of, you know, part of your fundraising has been rodeos in the past too.
Yep. You know, we used to do rodeos years ago back in the arena, and now we actually are fortunate to have our own outdoor riding arena here at Macross and Boyce Ranch. And so, you know, about 7 or 8 years ago now, we started having rodeos on our campus. Big rodeos. We bring in the Northern Bull Riding Tour. We have mutton busting and barrel racing. They're really fun. They're family friendly, which I think is wonderful. There's no tobacco, there's no alcohol sales, there's no advertising of those kinds of things. And so we have so many families that love coming out to our rodeo because it's just a good day of family fun. We're averaging about 3,000 people at our rodeos each year, which is just exciting to see. And we love it when people get to come out to our campus.
Beats the heck out of a bake sale.
Yeah.
Now, Thursday, you have a special event. People still have time to get a ticket and go to that.
Yes. Thursday, April 24th is our Macross and Banquet Auction. It's a fundraiser that we do every year at Macrossens where we feature a South Dakota celebrity who's also a good role model. This year, we have Holly Hoffman, Survivor finalist from the Nicaragua season, joining us. And she's going to be sharing her story with us. She had a childhood similar to a lot of what our boys have had out at Macross and Boys Ranch. And so she's going to be talking about that and also sharing some of her survivor secrets with us. Not only that, we also have a live and a silent auction that evening with over 170 packages and a wonderful meal and entertainment. And so it's definitely a wonderful fundraiser and a great way to support Macross and Boys Ranch.
Well, you mentioned earlier that it's all about choices. Mm-hmm. But none of these boys chose their parents. I mean, it's kind of like, what if we were born into that family? How would we have turned out?
Yeah.
If we didn't have the parents we had, how would they be? They didn't, you know, they don't have any control over the circumstances until it's almost to the point where the court says, okay, most people don't realize it. The parents don't own the kids. The state does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we get a lot of kids that are in the custody of the state of South Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of kids that, you know, have had very unfortunate things happen to them. And it's just really sad to see. No one really thinks that this happens in their backyard. And we get a number of kids each year that have just had terrible backgrounds, you know. And, you know, all of us staff that work there, we understand that. We're trained to help those kids. None of us take our own parents for granted after working at Macross and Boys Ranch. Definitely, if you had two loving parents in today's society, it's a blessing. And so we really work on the whole family at Macross and Boys Ranch. A lot of times it takes that to rehabilitate a youth. It's a whole family effort.
Well, you show by example what parenting should be, and that sometimes brings the family back together because some of the parents never knew.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a computer. If the data wasn't put in, it doesn't compute.
Yeah, you know, some of these families just need to see what a real family looks like, mm-hmm. what a dynamic should be like. They need to be trained. You know, a lot of parents, we don't get training on how to raise kids. Unfortunately, that's the case. And, you know, it's wonderful, you know, for our families to get the help that they need while they're out at Macross and Boys Ranch. The boys definitely appreciate having parents that are involved in their program. Because a lot of our kids have parents that are not involved in their program.
Well, they can see the kids at work at Pancake Days, mm-hmm. Tuesday and Wednesday. And Thursday, they can come out and get a chance to meet a lot of the staff, too,
mm-hmm.
at the Holly's presentation, which, by the way, is quite a story she has to tell.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, where can you get tickets for that?
You know, they can go on our website at macrossen.org. Or you can give us a call at Macross and Boys Ranch at 605-339-1203.
And if you were to have a picnic, I know you've had them before, of all the alumni, that's quite a big number.
It's in the thousands. You know, each year we help about 250 youth at Macross and Boys Ranch. So if you take that times almost 60 years now, that's a large number of boys.
And have any of them ever come back and you know, there's some stories, I'm sure, that if you were to say this is one of the things that makes it all worthwhile, what are some of those stories that you know?
You know, I've met a number of kids over my 12 years, and I have so many favorite stories. We have kids come back, you know, almost once a week, I would say, that stop in and visit us. You know, I've seen kids that have grown up in meth labs and houses here in the community. I've seen a kid that had that same thing happen, and he's a firefighter now. He's helping others, you know, and I think it's just amazing to see some of those stories. You know, I track down alumni quite often, and one of our first alumni actually ended up going to work at Bank of America on Wall Street. We have doctors out there. We have one kid right now who the ranch is actually helping with a scholarship, and he's in his sixth year of medical school for being a dentist. And so we have a number of successful kids, you know. Success is hard to define, but we love it when kids can get jobs, when they can stay out of the system, and they can have families of their own.
People, when they, you know, some people don't have any relatives. They can, you know, give a gift of a memorial to Macrossans. Some people do that.
Yeah. Yep, definitely. Memorials, a lot of people make donations in memory of people at Macrossans. You know, whether it be in memory of someone who passed away or in honor of someone who's still living.
Well, hay doesn't come cheap. You got how many horses?
About 40 horses out there right now.
So you don't grow all your own hay. You got to ship some in.
Yeah, we do. You know, we used to be able to raise and keep up with our own hay. But over the last few years, we've definitely had to buy more hay than normal out there for the horses that we raise. It's such an important part of what we do. And so we love it when farmers actually offer hay to us. When they actually make donations to help us out with that, because that part of the program is really what makes Macrossans unique in this area.
Well, if they have an extra or if they got something that's going to go to waste, they can donate it. Those horses earn their keep.
Oh, yes.
They work hard, and yet they accomplish so much with the kids, too.
Yes.
I mean, those are working horses. They're not just there for show.
No, yeah. No. Each horse has a job. You know, we always have to look at what their job is, and each one has a different job. And we actually do, you know, quite a bit of work with horses on our ranch, you know, where we actually plow our garden by horse. We spread manure by horse. We do some baling by horse. And so we still, you know, it's fun to bring out that old fashioned equipment and show the boys what things were like. You know, some of them are involved in parades, and some of them are for riding and for our equine therapy. And so they all have a different job out at Macross and Boys Ranch.
Well, you say you have a riding arena now. If somebody wanted to say, I want to teach my daughter or my son how to ride a horse, can they come to you?
You know, we're working on developing some new programs like that out at Macross and Boys Ranch. There's definitely a lot of interest in the community involving horses. I mean, they're such beautiful, majestic creatures. And who wouldn't want to be around them? And so with the new indoor horse riding arena that we have, we're looking at opening up some new possibilities that involve the community.
Do you need any, do you have a bucket list of things that you would wish people would donate to you if they could?
Items?
Yes.
You know, we're always in need of clothes. We actually, you know, we have so many boys that come in with little or nothing when it comes to clothing. And so we accept new and used clothing. We're always looking for socks and for towels, sporting equipment. As you can imagine, the boys love playing sports. And so if you have stuff that your kids have outgrown or you're no longer using, we love to have that out at Macross and Boys Ranch. Keeping new tennis shoes on kids, you know, and with track and cross country. You know, so many of our kids have just never had a new pair of shoes. You know, if you reach into your pocketbook and you think, you know what, I can buy a new pair of shoes for someone, that would be a wonderful gift for our boys. At Christmas time, you know, we like to make Christmas special at Macross and Boys Ranch. And so collecting gifts, you know, that's something that you can buy all year long and actually save up and bring out to Macrossans in December. Just gift items for the boys. They love that because so many of them have never had a great Christmas before. And so there's a number of things. And you can go onto our website, too, and find that list.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of places where there's baseball gloves, bats, basketball sitting in the basement. The kids have moved on. These kids would wear them out.
Oh, yeah, they do.
They play a lot of basketball, I bet, this time.
Yep, definitely.
Well, Christy, the fact that you have over 60 people working there, and these are not low-paying jobs, these are professional. You have 65 boys. That's almost one in one.
It is. You know, we're 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. We have staff there all the time. You know, even when the kids are sleeping, there are staff watching them. And so, you know, we need to have staff available for one-on-one, too. That's really important. Some of these kids need individual attention for some of the things that they have gone through. And so that's why we have a large number of staff out there, is just to keep the facility open and keep it going and to turn lives around.
Well, Easter is about hope. It's about second chance. It's about mm-hmm. grace. It's about family. So many people are going to enjoy ham with their family. Tell us, what are you going to be doing at McCrossin's this Easter day?
Well, fortunately, you know, here at the radio station right here at Midwest Communications, there was Easter baskets donated, and our boys will get to enjoy some Easter baskets this year.
We couldn't even walk around the halls. There was 500 of them, I think, yeah.
And so they love that. You know, we're going to have some Easter egg hunts for our little kids. There's lots of, you know, fun stuff going on campus over the Easter day. You know, they'll have a wonderful meal. They always do, and they'll get to hear the message.
I'm sure there's a little bit of bonding, the older, the biggers with the smaller, younger, almost like brother bonding unions that develop out of it, one helping the other.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's a number of friendships that are started and kept out at McCrossin Boys Ranch. You know, so many of these kids have never met in their own community someone who's gone through the same thing that they have. Maybe in their school, they were the only person, you know, whose parents were incarcerated. Maybe they were the only one who had, drugs in their family or something like that. At McCrossin Boys Ranch, they find people who have gone through the same things. And of course, they easily become friends because they don't feel alone. They feel like they have someone they can talk to. And so we have a lot of boys who really just get along with each other. They have fun. They stay in touch. They write to each other. Some of them even, you know, live together afterwards until they can get on their own 2 feet.
Well, like I say, nobody chooses their parents. And if that's all they grew up with and that's all they knew, this is what McCrossin's does, is show them that there's other ways of being right.
Mm-hmm.
Christy, what's 5 years from now?
You know, I foresee helping more kids out at McCrossin Boys Ranch. We have a master plan for our campus that we're working on right now, kind of adding some more rooms. Back when McCrossin Boys Ranch was built, you know, a lot of our office space and things like that were built for about 35, 40 kids, and as well as our school. And so we're working on expanding our school. We'll be working on, you know, making more therapy and counseling rooms. We actually have a matching gift right now if people want to help with our new office project. Or actually our office project remodel, I should say. It's not all new. And so we have some wonderful plans, you know, taking place. We'd love to have a visitation center for parents to actually stay at the Boys Ranch when they come out and visit the kids, instead of having to try to find a place to stay or a hotel in town or something like that. And so we're working on a number of different things over the next 5 years. And of course, always making sure that we have the best programs possible for the kids we serve.
I'm sure somebody out there is saying, you know, I've been looking to do something. This sounds like a good idea. Christy Manning, Director of Development for 12 years. You've been out there 60 years. McCrossin's mm-hmm. Boys Ranch here in Sioux Falls has just grown, and it's grown, but the need has grown too. And first of all, your website?
Yes. McCrossin.org is our website. It's got a number of wonderful tools on it. You can donate online. You can get help if you're listening to this program and you have a son that's in need of help. Or a relative that's in need of help, you can go and use our parent resource guide online. Find out the kinds of issues that our boys face. If you listened and you thought, maybe I have some items I can donate, how do I drop them off? You can find that out online, or you can get the whole list online. And you can hear all about the history and watch some wonderful videos right on our website at McCrossin.org.
These boys never chose their parents, and they're where they are now, not by choice a lot of times, because it's all they knew. They have a new chance. McCrossin's Boys Ranch, again, coming up Thursday, they can get tickets for your fundraiser out, with Holly.
Mm-hmm.
And they can see the kids out there working and having a good time at Pancake Days, too. So, Christy Manning, Director of Development at McCrossin's Boys Ranch, I want to thank you for being with us on Forum.
Thank you.